Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A bicyclist was airlifted Tuesday morning after he was struck by a car at the intersection of Sam Potts Highway and Giles Byrd Road in Hallsboro. We've reached out to the Highway Patrol for more information on the case. Hurricane Elena has claimed 132-plus lives in six states. And Governor Roy Cooper said on Tuesday that the death toll will rise in North Carolina. 80 deaths have been confirmed in the flooded mountain counties in North Carolina, including 30 in the Asheville area alone. One of those who died was a woman with lifelong ties to Lake Waccamaw. Melissa Neisler Lawrence of Kings Mountain died Friday while trying to assist her neighbor during the flooding. Her sister is Teresa McKeithen of the lake. We have more on this story on our website. Local relief efforts are underway in the wake of Hurricane Elena, and they are kicking into high gear across Columbus County. The county administration and several local fire and rescue departments have dispatched teams to assist in rescue and recovery efforts. County Manager Eddie Madden said his team has helped set up Red Cross shelters and load helicopters with supplies, as well as assisting in administrative duties and logistics out there. Local personnel are also assisting with search and rescue efforts today. Now, a number of area organizations are trying to put together some relief for the folks out west. The Columbus Baptist Association, Dock Missionary Baptist Association, Sheriff's Office, Whipple Police and Fire Departments, Javern Police and Klondike Fire Rescue, Taver City Fire, Lake Waccamaw Fire Department, and multiple local churches and other groups are gathering supplies for transportation to hardest hit areas. Among the items that are needed are diapers, baby supplies, cases of water, Gatorade, non-perishable food that does not require cooking, men's and women's hygiene products, especially toothbrushes and toothpaste, packages of underwear and socks, and other items are being accepted. Monetary donations are also welcome. Volunteers are being urged not to self-deploy due to road conditions out in that area. We have a list of local drop-off sites and needed supplies on our website, and we are updating that every single day, so check back with it and see if we haven't got some more on there. In other news, a sheriff's office canine was injured during an arrest Saturday near Bolton. The suspect in the case faces multiple charges ranging from assault on a law enforcement officer and assault on a law enforcement animal to drug violations and texting while driving. We're awaiting more information on the case from the sheriff's office. Voter registration ends October 11th for the November 5th elections. In-person early voting begins on October 17th. Now remember, you must have an acceptable form of identification when casting a ballot in person, or have a copy that is returned with your absentee ballot. Free voter IDs are available at the Board of Elections office. Columbus County Farmers Market is going to start selling chicken pastry plates every first Friday of the month from 4 until 7:30 p.m. That begins this Friday. Cost is $5. Each plate earns you a raffle ticket towards a new coffee pot. A benefit breakfast and lunch will be held Saturday for Michael Harden at Macedonia Church in Evergreen. Sausage wraps, hot dogs, and baked goods will be available starting at 6 a.m. The church is located at 6791 Princess Anne Road in Evergreen. Columbus County Agricultural Fair is coming up October 8th through the 13th at the fairgrounds. This year's event is even bigger and better than ever. With the Midway, arts and crafts competitions, livestock shows, the Fair Queen, the Demolition Derby, and entertainment every night. The fair parade is October 7th, and ColumbusCountyNews.com will be broadcasting the parade live from downtown Whiteville with Daryl Jackson as your host. This is the 41st year for the agricultural fair. Last year saw absolutely record-breaking attendance. They hope we're going to see even more folks out there this year. Western Prong Baptist Church will have homecoming and dinner on the grounds on October 13th. Services are held every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30. Dinner will be served after the late service on October 13th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.